gets colder. My eyes go thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. 'Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Evelyn Pringle with my new show, Focus on the Facts. And I really would like to thank Gary Nell for offering me the invitation to have a talk show, because I think it's very important that the real news gets out to the public, basically because the mainstream media is all it's putting out is lies. And there's such serious things going on in the world today that I've been spending all my time on Facebook posting truthful stories that I go and research on online media, and to counter to the people that just get mainstream media to counter what they're receiving on their TV shows and things, so that they can get at the truth. And I guess the overall show today is the U.S. created Holocaust that is going on all over the world, and these wars that we keep getting into, without the consent of us people, and without they're spending our tax dollars and bankrupting the United States and cutting services and everything for the rest of us here in this country, and they're spending it on these wars for the war machines, in, you know, these global profits for these corporations, and that's what's running this country. And so it's like, well, the Satanistic people running this country, the Illuminati, and they don't care about people. They don't care about people in the United States. They don't care about these people that they're killing in these wars. And it's been for months now, I've just been overwhelmed by the thought of my tax dollars being used to destroy countries, to kill innocent civilians. And now that it's gotten, it was, you know, I didn't realize this, but in the 70s and 80s, they were doing this in South America. And I wasn't into history, and I didn't pay any attention, and I really didn't know about it. But now, since we went back to the Middle East, and it's always based on lies that we go into these countries and destroy them, that now it's got to that they don't even bother asking Congress if they can go. And like in 2013, Obama wanted to go to war against Syria, and the people spoke out and overwhelmingly said no, they did not want to go to war to Syria. And of course, the lie for Syria was that President Assad was using chemical weapons on his people. That wasn't true. But the survey that they put out even asked people, even if it was true, did they want to go to war against Syria? And overwhelmingly, they said no. So Congress wouldn't have passed that. But we were at war in Syria anyhow. We're the ones that start these civil wars and then make it like it's the people that want to come, have us come and save them. And so now it's to the point that they've gone so far that, you know, it's like a nuclear war could break out. There's no doubt about it. I mean, all these terrorists all over the world, they were manufactured by us. And again, with our tax dollars. And now it's to the point in Syria, that's one of like seven countries they wanted to conquer that they decided back in the early 90s and wrote out a regular map to do it all. They'll just go in there and destroy that company, and now they just destroy the infrastructure in all these countries too. So like in Syria now, those people are like middle class, like you and me. They had lives like you and me in America now. And when I see those refugees drowning and struggling and taking their families in these boats where they only have a 40% chance of even making it to the other side. So they're risking this, but they don't have any place to go. We've destroyed their infrastructure, so they don't have homes, they don't have clothing, they don't have electricity, they don't have water, and things, basic human things to live on. So these are people just like me and you, and when you see them wash up on the shores, look at their clothes. They're just like you and me. And I picture, how would we react if some country came and did that to us? Threw me out of this home, and not only threw me out of the home, but I have nowhere else to go. So I've got to become a refugee. I mean, the life that these people have to live to try to get to a safe place because we're bombing their country and drove them out. And I guess what alarms me now is this is so blatant. It's right out in the open that we can see. It's not like in the 70s and 80s when they were doing it and didn't let it get out. We didn't hear about it. But now the media don't tell us. The only way we see it is if we go online, and they control the media so much that, like, when I'm posting on Facebook and stuff, I try to post things like, you know, videos of refugees drowning or the refugees coming in to find safety. And Facebook, they control every part of our media, will block posts so the people can't see this. And I guess this is the scariest thing to me, that it's come to this. And I feel so helpless and out of control, because to think every time I see one of these bombing these places and killing all these people, it's with my tax dollars that they're doing it. And I don't know of a way to stop them from using my tax dollars. But they keep doing it. But then the media lies so much that, like, they really want to have regime change in Russia, too. This is a whole new world order. They want to take up the whole world. The Illuminati's running this show. And that's why the crime families are in Washington, and there's no way that we can stop it, because the voting machine systems are rigged. So maybe they put out two people there, but we can't stop it because they're going to put whoever they want in office. So we have no power there. We're helpless to help anybody else that we're harming. And I guess that's what bothers me the most. I mean, I get filled with such shame and guilt every time I see them doing this to people. And it never stops. You know, since we went to war in Afghanistan, and of course the false flag event of 9/11 was to set it off, to say that we needed to go there. And all of this stuff is lies. And so now doing this to Syria, when we're there, President asked that last year, a year ago in June, they had an election, and he was voted in with, I think it was 87-point-something% of the vote, and there was a 73% turnout to vote. And I watched a video of people that monitored that election, and it was Americans that went over there to monitor this, and they said they had never seen a more fair or happy election in their life than they saw in Syria. That these people some of them had to travel far and hard to get there even, but that they showed up in that amount to elect this man to represent him for another, the 2020 probably. But anyhow, these people elected this man. This is a country, like if it was here, when Obama got elected, I didn't want him there, but it's a similar country because they don't like him, just come in here and bomb our country because we can ruin our lives because they don't like the president we elected. And so now they keep this going with they're saving the people of Syria. They're not saving anyone. They destroyed that country. There's like something like 6 million something displaced people, close to 300,000 dead, and 2.some million refugees on the move. And so it's like, how do we stop this? You know, they are so bent on taking over this world that they're going to keep going, and it doesn't seem like there is anything we can do to stop this. And so for the people that don't realize what's going on, the media is so manipulative and gives out such disinformation. I mean, the exact opposite of what's going on they give out. For instance, now, using our tax dollars again, and I'm going to keep stressing that that's what bothers me the most. I mean, the whole world over and over says we are the most terrorist country on the planet, and they hate us. But I imagine by now they must hate the people too. I mean, I find myself resenting, say, like in Israel, that the people let their leader do this, you know, not getting mad at the whole population. But we're in the same spot here, because we also give all our money to Israel so it can keep slaughtering all the people in Palestine. And we give all our money to Saudi Arabia. So it goes in the proxy wars as us, and like in Yemen, and doing the same thing to that country. And leaving, and then on top of all of it, then we set up blockades so they can't, aid can't come in for food and medicine and water and everything. So they're starving to death. We are starving these people to death and thirsting to death and no medical supplies. And so all these countries now, all the, you know, the bad diseases and stuff are coming back to the kids, and they're slowly dying off. And so this part, I mean, even the UN and the human rights agencies are out here begging us to stop blocking aid ships to these countries and just literally for the world to watch, starving them to death. And it's so frustrating to me that there isn't something we could do somehow to stop this. Now, like in Iraq, whatever the media says, I'm way behind on the media because for years I did not watch the mainstream media. Now, lately I have been, and what I've been doing here late, because I've really been studying how much the media manipulates us, and I'll sit in the morning and listen to Al Jazeera, and they'll say things like Russia bombed 5 or 6 clinics, you know, and medical facilities and killed 300 and some people and things, and I'll sit here, and I know when I go online, it's going to be the exact opposite, that this country is doing that, hitting these medical hospitals and killing the people to give aid, and leaving the country with all citizens like you and me with no medical facilities to treat us when we're injured by these wars. So it's, I don't know any other way to describe it, but it's outright genocide that the U.S. is doing. And we run all these other countries. And the reason we run them is because we spied on them all for so many years and got blackmail information on all these people, all the leaders. And it's not just the leader that they spy on. They've tracked them down in their emails and in their contacts with people, and then they track the family members, and they track their friends. So even if a leader can't, you don't get anything on them, they track all your friends and relatives down until they do get something, and they'll use that. And I say now that it must only be Russia that they haven't gotten enough blackmail information on, because he's the only one standing up to us. And thank God, because if he didn't, there'd be nobody up against us. But, of course, with Russia, I'm sure that they have security interests, foreign policy interests in what they're doing, too, because they know that we're coming to get them. And that, you know, that'll be our next move, Syria, then Iran, and then move on and try to take over Russia and China. Now, that is just insane. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But in the meantime, also, when we're doing all this, what are we doing to our troops, these young kids, being forced to go over there and kill these people for no reason other than genocide, to get rid of the people? It's all part of the depopulation agenda they got going too. And the Illuminati doing this and sending our troops over into these countries in illegal wars, making them participate, like in Syria now, sending troops to Syria. We're not allowed in Syria. You know, Congress didn't vote that we could go to war in Syria, and the UN didn't give us a mandate that we can go to war in Syria. We have no right to be in that country. And in fact, last I knew, Iraq wants us out of their country too, and so they should. Every country wants us out of their country. All of these states that they're setting up weapons and bases in and stuff all around Russia for when the massive takeover takes over, they're sitting there all the time now. They're the ones that are targets for these wars. They're not coming here to bother us. But they set up all these countries, get involved in wars that they don't want to get involved in. But their leaders, obviously, most of them are blackmailed or bribed or paid off by our country, because they'll let those bases go on. And we don't hear about this because there are protests in every country we are in, every place we have bases. There are protests going on constantly to get us out of there, to not set them up to get in a war. Our fault, which they know by now, they're being so reckless that it probably will be a nuclear war, and they'll all be killed. And so we're involving everybody in this. And then another thing that we do that is so callous and so brutal, that we don't just go in there and take out the leader. No, we go in there and kill their family members too. You know, like in Libya, Gaddafi, they wanted to get rid of Gaddafi. Well, before they get rid of him, they turn around and they kill his son and his two or three grandsons under the age of six. They killed them right off. And we're not supposed to be there. You know, this country didn't vote to go to war with Libya. But they just do it. And then when we get in these countries, then we're setting up for the next regime change, like in Libya. We got the ambassador over there. Y'all heard when he got killed. Well, it was a gun-running operation Hillary Clinton set up over there. They were running the weapons that we, from Libya, and the weapons that we sent them down to Syria. And so we're paying for weapons for all these wars, and then paying all this money to Saudi Arabia, paying all this money to, like, Israel to kill all these people. But it's really us doing it, because if we didn't give them the money, they don't have it. They can't carry off wars like this. But in the meantime, this country is going so bankrupt that everything is being cut. I mean, you know, look at Social Security, the cuts in that. But it's not only cuts in the services, it's cuts in places that are open, you know, like cutting down on post offices, cutting down on Social Security buildings. And our services aren't being provided because every dime they get, they put into this war machine. And all of them own stock in these companies and stuff that they're making money off this too. But they just slowly bankrupted this company, this country. And so what the other thing that's happening is like in Libya. We go in there and we kill off, you know, the president, Gaddafi, and we kill off his son and his grandkids and everything. And again, we destroy the whole infrastructure. So there are the people left there. That country was in such good shape with Gaddafi running it. I mean, all we've heard all our lives, and I, myself included, was all these leaders are horrible, rotten. They treat their people so bad, you know, that we're going in there to save these people. Yeah, we saved these people, all right. These people don't have a life in Libya. They're the big ones on the ships going across the country. And they had a good life in that country. They had, when you got married, you got money for a down payment for a home. And you got interest-free loans, and the groceries and stuff is real cheap. You got free health care, free education of any kind. Like in a college, if you wanted to go for something that they didn't have in Libya, they would pay for you to go to any other country to get your degree, whatever you wanted to get. They would fund it all. The problem was there. They wouldn't give up their oil to the national corporations. So what Gaddafi did was he funded that country with the oil profits. And at the end of the year, the money that was left from their oil profits that didn't go into the economy and stuff, he would deposit in the citizens' bank accounts. If you had a baby, the woman would get $5,000 so she wouldn't have to hurry up and go back to work or anything. She could have time to spend with her baby. As far as the environment and the good of the country, farmers were big there. They would give farmers land to build their house. If they wanted to use the land to farm, they would give them this land. And so Gaddafi went ahead with the water shortage is going to come, and he built the biggest man-made lake on earth so that his farmers would always have water for their crops and things. So now that country is just left horrible, just done. And the satanistic people running the government, like Hillary Clinton, she, when he died, she was on TV, and she got the most satanistic look on her face when she announced that he was dead. She said, we saw he's dead, just smiling in this wicked look on her face. Well, now we find out that they were the ones, you know, funding all the terrorists and everything, but the same terrorists that went and killed our ambassador, but it wasn't because he was an ambassador. It was because he was running a gun running operation there. And it was Al-Qaeda that killed him. And here we were giving them the weapons. So it's probably with our weapons that they killed him. But the thing was, when Gaddafi got killed, it was the most horrible, brutal murder. It was in broad daylight. They took him outside. They sodomized him with a knife and dragged him around for people to watch. And then they shot him to death for everybody to watch. And then what did they do when they came to get our ambassador? They did the same thing to him, sodomized him with a knife. The very terrorist things that they do to other people. And so for Hillary to sit there and think this is just great, that he's dead, Gaddafi, when they turn around and do the same thing, you know, to our ambassador. And then we never find out about these things because they keep everything secret. You know, I mean, I knew as soon as the ambassador was killed that she had a gun-running operation going on over there. I knew it immediately. But it took years for her emails to come out that we could verify this. And then in the meantime, too, while she's overthrowing these countries, it's so blatant in the State Department she's running that she's running a regular war profiteering racket right out of the State Department. She's getting emails from companies that want contracts in that country. She's getting emails from arms companies that want to sell arms to other countries. She's running a whole thing between her Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Slush Fund, and the State Department. She's got a regular war profiteering outfit going up there. And so all these countries, she took donations in the Slush Fund from foreign countries. All those countries then would sit there, and then she'd what? It's like they'd know that they could get, if they wanted visas or they wanted to be able to sell arms to Saudi Arabia or something else, if they wanted permission from the State Department, then they would hire Bill Clinton to come and talk for $500,000, say. So every time she gave out these licenses to sell arms or visas to other country leaders and stuff, then they, in return, they knew they had to pay Bill Clinton all this money. And so running it through the slush fund, they didn't file tax returns right or anything until just this last year when she started running for president. And nobody knew that she had a private email account. So all these confidential foreign policy documents that are kept secret from everyone, they're there to be hacked. And they have been hacked. And so everybody knew what she's running in that State Department. So now that we're down to Syria, they just move the terrorists around wherever they want them to go in and act like there's a civil war. And, of course, in they always make up these lies, like in Libya. It wasn't getting the people, it wasn't working to just say, oh, we need to save the people. Gaddafi is killing off his people, committing genocide on his people. That wasn't enough. It didn't convince people. So then they come out with this story that not only that is he committing genocide on all these people and torturing all these people, he was telling his troops to go rape people, go rape women, and he was even giving them Viagra and condoms. This was totally made up. When her emails came out, that was totally made up. And then when the ambassador got killed, y'all probably remember, on mainstream media, they put it out that he was killed because of this video that upset Muslims. And that's why they came after our ambassador. And they paraded that lie around. I think Susan Rice repeated it 5 times on the Sunday show. You know, that was days after he was killed. They knew immediately it was not that video. She wrote her daughter, Chelsea, and I think the president or somebody in Egypt, and told them that it was Al-Qaeda terrorist act. So they knew immediately, but to all of us people, they went out there and kept repeating that lie over and over and over. And Obama knew this too. In fact, you know, they sat there and plotted out how to make those talking points so that they could get this out to all the people, make sure everybody heard this lie. You know, and so now that we're down in Syria, they're using our weapons, and it's Al-Qaeda. Now, they have kept this country terrorized of Al-Qaeda, you know, since 9/11, getting, you know, in that false flag event saying that, you know, Al-Qaeda terrorists with bin Laden at the helm did this to 9/11. That was totally lies, too, all lies. And so then they use that, Al-Qaeda, 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 to us, and then sit here, and we're arming them. And, well, we have been all along, anyhow, under the table, but now they're doing it right out in the open. And with Russia in there, finally getting rid of the terrorists, in my opinion, what he's doing right now is saving the world from us and from our terrorists. But we have our CIA people over there all the time and stuff, directing them and things. And so, yeah, we end up killing some of our people. So that's why they want to go in there and fight against them, to stop it. They don't want us to kill all the terrorists they manufacture and can move around. And the money they pay these terrorists and things is unbelievable. And then they get these terrorists to do all these horrible things, like, for instance, stealing organs out of the bodies after they kill people and things like this. I mean, it is just the most ugly, satanistic warfare that you could possibly imagine. But, again, to think of these people having to live that like that. And now, you know, the countries that we leave like that, over there in Iraq, we destroyed that country so bad that, and we used so many chemical weapons on them, that they can't even have kids in certain areas because they all are utterly deformed to the point where they have two heads, three eyes, extra limbs growing out. And these are diseases and illnesses that nobody knows how to cure. But we destroyed all their medical facilities and hospitals and stuff too, so there's not even that many people that can do anything with these children. And then we leave this like this. We leave these people with this is generations are just done. I mean, that's really sad that these people, you know, apparently like bigger families or whatever, they can't have any kids because they had two or maybe even three and they were all born with such severe birth defects that they say they're not going to have any more kids. But that plays into it too with the depopulation. They don't want you to. And so then now this business of killing medical hospitals, bombing them, things, and this was one of the instances that I said that I noticed on the news. There'd be a report that medical facilities were hit. I knew by the end that I'd just go online, and we did it. And we did it. And our media doesn't say anything. And to think that these poor aid workers, I mean, you put them over there, you got to remember, they knock out the electricity. It got up to be 165 degrees in Iraq this year, in July. They have no electricity. There's no cooling. There's nothing for them. And so, I mean, we're just killing them off in all these different ways. So anyways, these aid hospitals go around and set these up, you know, build these hospitals and stuff, and they're over there treating these people. And then we go and kill those aid workers and them doctors and their staff. A report just came out a couple days ago. I saw that they put out that, you know, they wanted this the hospital in Afghanistan to be investigated by a UN Commission on Human Rights. But in order to do that, the United States has to agree to let them do that, set up an investigation. And the United States won't do it. And so here we sit, that these hospitals can't even get us investigated. Then they had put out that, I think it was they bombed like six hospitals or something in Syria. I go online, that report, five of them hospitals that they named were bombed weren't even in Syria. They weren't even there. They just made the thing totally up. And what how they do this is these front groups, like George Soros, he's a big sponsor of genocide in all these countries, they make up these human rights groups and with names like they're there to help the people and stuff. They're not really. They're part of this. And they go in there and they tell the news. The New York Times and Washington Post, I'll quote one of these organizations that George Soros has there, and it sounds like it's a human rights organization. It's not. It's just a front group that go in there and spread this disinformation. And then when they go and report on it, and they'll say that Doctors Without Borders, people said Russia did it. And so then these aid agencies have to go to the extreme of putting out their own press releases denying this, that nobody said Russia did this. They all know who did it. We did it. But again, with our tax dollars. So, and they're destroying all the land. And they want to take all these corporations and let them get in there and take over these countries. And what they're doing is just clearing the way for them, clearing out the people. Take Ukraine. We set that up to be destroyed, and that too was planned so many years ago. And again, because of spying, that, you know, hackers got into that information. They get information how we set up that very government, put in who the United States wanted in there, and they had this business plan for probably 10 years or more on file that a hacker came across. All the big corporations are members of this board, and they've all got plans to go in and rape Ukraine of all their natural resources, not just oil. They want to get Monsanto in there. They want to get the agriculture in every kind of corporation. You know, all the fast food corporations, all the globalist corporations want to get in these countries. And so in Ukraine, they're running it like the Nazis. I mean, and that's why I call this a Holocaust. I mean, they're having them deliberately go and just kill off the people in the east-southeast side of Ukraine. Just kill them. And then they get mad because they can't get their own troops to do it. They're asking these people to kill their own people, their own relatives. They don't want to do it. But if you won't enlist, they come out to serve you with papers that you have to join up. You have to run, but if you get caught, you'll go to prison if you won't join up and go do this. And then here again, too, we send them the weapons to use. And now we put soldiers in over there, too. So think of our troops here. They're having to go and fight alongside of Nazis that are committing genocide, killing off the country's own people, innocent civilians that haven't done nothing, all because the United States wants to take over the whole country for these corporations. And it's so funny because they act like the people rose up about this. They did not. We sent people in there to do it, and we had snipers, and they're the ones that killed all these people in that Odessa riots. They call riots. No, it was us doing it. And then we've got our very own people, Illuminati members like John McCain and Nat Newland, standing over there during the riot while they're having our snipers kill innocent people and burn down buildings, handing out cookies to the people on the street like this is a happy thing. I mean, this is insane to me what is going on and right in plain sight. And I think I've come to the conclusion this media manipulation is so bad that, you know, I post these things on Facebook because, like I said, I want to get the truth out to these people. I realize the media is blocking it deliberately and telling the wrong stories. But it's like when it was those refugees and the videos were coming out and seeing them, and I would post these stories and some of these stories on there, and I couldn't believe that people didn't rise up and be alarmed or say anything or react anyway about it. Well, I just realized in the last few days, when I've really been researching this mind control by the media, that they have everybody in a trance. That, no, the people don't react to this because they don't feel it. They just hear it, and they've been preconditioned for all this stuff with these media, with the movies and all this, that you've seen this over and over. You don't react to this. Where I figured out I do, because I haven't watched the movies and I haven't watched mainstream media. You know, all the movies that they really did this heavily in, you know, get people used to this kind of violence and massacring people. I never went to those. I never was into science fiction. So all these movies where the Illuminati have all these symbols and all these satanistic signs and pedophilia signs and everything else, say in Disney and stuff, I never seen it. Because I didn't go to this. So that's the only reason I think that my mind isn't, you know, that I do react. I react like a normal person would react, that this is horrifying. But the more horrifying to me, I had a few months when it was really bad emotionally, that I couldn't stand it. Every day, we killed more people. And with the videos and stuff, the people would be out there. And, I mean, I haven't even worn makeup much for months because I would cry so much when I'm looking at these pictures. And it would be so easy not to look at them, to not to see it, but I couldn't. And one time, this very, very close cousin of mine that I love very dearly got really upset when I posted, this was years back now, probably 2 or 3 years, I posted pictures of videos of the birth defects of these kids. And he got really mad at me and said I'd gone far enough for something like this. And I got mutually mad back that, no, you need to look at this, what we're doing to these people, and wake up. But that's, people are so out of touch with what we're doing and so immune by the media, mind-controlled, that they don't see this for what it is. That, yes, people need to see this. You know, why will people rise up and try to stop it if they don't get what we're really doing? And now that we're doing it in country after country after country and right out in the open, it's just horrifying to me that this country, that Americans aren't rising up. I mean, I go on Facebook, on my Facebook, my family's Facebook pages, and I see all the happy families. And I see all their, you know, their kids looking so happy, and you know, they're posting recipes, and everything's going so well and all this. And I just cannot understand why they can't see the difference that this could happen here. And I believe it's going to happen here soon. I believe something bad, real soon, is going to happen here. But people aren't looking at what we're doing to these other countries, so they're not seeing what's going on here. I mean, we're being poisoned here in 100 different ways. Genocide is going on in this country. And this is the part that I finally got a grip on, because I didn't understand the Illuminati until probably a week ago. And I finally grasped that, and it was like, this is it. This Illuminati cabal or mafia is doing all these things to us with all these corporations. And, you know, I had it divided down. I would write on different corporations what they were doing. And I covered the drug companies for a long time and how they were drugging infants and, you know, even below a year old, putting them on antipsychotic drugs and things. And I've been doing that probably for, I don't know, probably 8 years or something. And it's worse than ever now. Well, what these drugs do is mess up your mind so much that you lose the capacity to have empathy and to feel what other people feel. So when somebody says something to you, you tell them, it's like it doesn't sink in. And that's what I used to think. You're just so uncaring. You just don't care about anything but yourself or what. Or, you know, it's not that. These drugs have messed up so many people's minds, as they have our soldiers. And so that was one aspect, that they were basically killing people. These kids are committing suicide because they're getting all these drugs that when you mix them together, they all have suicide warnings on them. But you give them four or five a day, mixing them together when they're teenagers or in their youth, but antipsychotics below a year old. They have all these horrible reactions to these drugs, but at the same time, it makes them seem like they're just uncaring people. Then there's the other one, the pharmaceutical industry is just horrible. The vaccines. Now, I've been writing about that since 2003, I believe, and trying to get the word out to parents, don't do this, don't do this. And the greatest thing was, of course, autism. Well, that is horrible. It is horrible, disabling disease. But there are all other kinds of side effects from these vaccines. You know, I mean, people die. A lot of people die from the flu vaccine every year. And so you're telling people all these things, so that's another way in getting rid of people. And now it's gotten to the point, this is such a scary time, I have never in my life been so afraid of my government as I am right now, and it's not going to get any better. Because now what they're doing, okay, I'll stay with the drugs for a minute. Now they made it so that kids can go to a psychiatrist and be put on these drugs without the parents even knowing it. So all these horrible side effects, almost every single shooting you see in schools was kids on these drugs. So these kids get these horrible side effects, but now they've got it fixed, so the parents don't even know they're on it. So how are they supposed to know when these kids start acting crazy and doing stuff? They don't even know they're on these drugs. And they're doing the same thing now with vaccines. All the states, all the Illuminati, the cabal that lives in Washington, that runs this place, are making it so states are going to make it so kids can't go to school if they don't get all these vaccines. Now, when I was a kid, I think, we, I don't know, we might have got 3 or 4 vaccines, but it was when we were older. It wasn't a baby. You sure didn't get a vaccine on the first day of birth for hepatitis B, for God's sakes. How ridiculous. How is a baby going to catch hepatitis C? It's from having anal sex or sharing needles. You know, but they did that. And that's when the autism epidemic really took off. Started giving that shot on the day of birth, that full thing of mercury in it, the day of birth. So all those shots, they knew, had that mercury in it and other things, aluminum. And this one's bad. I can't believe that they hide this fact, that there's tissue, fetal tissue, from aborted babies in that. So now they've got these congressmen, members of the Illuminati, passing laws so that all these kids have to get those vaccines with no exemptions. You know, and so when I figured out, when that was first brought to me, that vaccines were causing autism, well, that can't be. I got vaccines. My kids got vaccines. They didn't get autism. I never heard of autism until Rain Man. So I really didn't believe it. But then the stories they had told me were really kind of confusing. It was like, wait a minute, this sounds funny, that sounds funny. And I was working at Dayton Daily News then. And I decided at night to go online and do a little research. So they said that it was in every state. So I wanted to know the answer to that. Why was it across the whole country? And they said it was a vaccine. So I went to the site in Washington, the CDC site, to find out what they said about it. Well, they said there was no epidemic, that it was just better diagnosing. People just were seeing it more, that they were always here, these kids with autism. Well, I thought back to my life, and I went to a school, one school, from kindergarten. The whole school was in one school. And I thought, was there any kids like this in my school? And I thought real hard. We had an ungraded room, it was called. And those were, like, sometimes I think they might have had Down syndrome or something like this. But there was never any kid in my life. And I should have had 7 in the little town I was from when I was growing up. There was not one kid that ever came there. I mean, most of the time, autistic kids never get trained. They have, you know, they go in their pants. And in the little school I was in, we would have heard of that if it happened once. You know, kids are cruel. If a kid did that, we would have heard about it. But there wasn't once. So that is what convinced me that I called them the autism moms that had been writing me, because I had been writing articles about the drug companies. And that it was like, they are lying. The CDC is lying, because that is, they're not here. Where are they then, my age? Where are all these autistic kids in Niagara, Wisconsin, that should have grown up and been there? And then I really investigated it and found out, you know, how horrible this was. It tears families apart. These kids have to be watched every second. And as they were getting older, I had a minister write me that he had 2 autistic kids, and the parents had to be there all the time, and they had to, if they went anyplace, it was just a big event. You couldn't take any different turn, and it had to be perfect the way that they needed it. Well, then a doctor convinced the father to put the kid on an antipsychotic, Risperdal. That kid was getting bigger and bigger, and they were concerned, what were they going to do with them as they got older? Who would take care of them after they died? Well, he was getting bigger, and he was hitting the father and stuff. So the father tries running away from him after he was put on this Risperdal, and the kid catches up to him and bites his finger off. You know, so these are the things I was hearing in the first year I got investigating this. And it's like, my God, these families can't go on like this. And the cost to society of taking care of these children. And so I wrote about it a lot, and I thought, you know, that more parents would not vaccinate. And believe me, the media that tells you how many parents don't vaccinate is lying, because a lot more don't vaccinate than what they report, that's for sure. So then they're losing their profits there, pharma, so they go ahead and decide they'll get these Illuminati people to pass these laws and make every kid get vaccinated. Now, I can tell you, they passed a law like that when I had a little kid, and I don't care what they did. I would not shoot those poisons into my kid. But they're making families do this, and I just don't understand this. And they're passing it more and more states. And I just seen an article the other day where they said they were vaccinating kids in schools without the parents even knowing. Well, and the thing about, like, drugs, like I said, they're getting those without them knowing. You know, the parents have learned the drugs. They're for made-up mental disorders to begin with. There is these mental disorders. These little kids don't have bipolar. And, in fact, I've been investigating the media and how perverted the media is, and turning these little kids into, you know, odd behaviors and stuff with Walt Disney and all of them, that it's just insane. There's not mental illness. They're planting all this stuff in our kids' minds. A good example of that would be this one time this one shrink, this farmer bribe shrink, had put out this study that said, oh, these little toddlers were bipolar because they were making inappropriate moves on their mother sexually and stuff. And here again, I didn't know what was causing this, like the Illuminati was doing this with their Disney cartoons and teaching them all this stuff. But I thought, no, it isn't. It's because on TV, these kids see this stuff all the time. And that was another thing. I didn't watch mainstream TV, so I didn't know this was going on. But when I started to watch it, I seen all this that, my God, look at the sex shows they have for these little kids to watch, and even in the daytime soap operas. So as soon as a kid is born, he's stuck in a chair with his mom every day to watch these shows on TV where they're doing every kind of sex imaginable. So it's a learned behavior, and that's what I've always taught. I used to be an AODA counselor, and I would teach these dysfunctional families these inappropriate behaviors. You're not mentally ill. You learned inappropriate behaviors from being raised with somebody that was drinking and then not drinking and all these bizarre behaviors. They're learned, and you can unlearn them. You're not mentally ill, and you don't need to be drugged. Well, now, that's what they've done to little kids, taught them this stuff. And then in all the Disney movies and channels, it's all in their subliminal and right out there. If you watch them, I put on my Facebook page today, I put a bunch of videos that people can look for all these things on there. You know, and most of them I've just been investigating lately. And so I see all these, and I think they were doing this to us back in the 50s with these movies, these Disney movies. But anyways, yeah, so these kids don't have mental disorders. And now it's gotten, you know, that the childhood is a mental disorder, or childhood is punishable. You know, the militarized police departments are beating up our kids in schools and shooting them. Say that little girl or boy that had a BB gun or a pellet gun or whatever. I used to have a BB gun all the time. I was out playing when I was little. Did I ever think that a cop was going to come up and shoot me or do anything? That this is so insane. Or shooting people that are jaywalking? I jaywalked when I was in my teens, and I remember in Ironmount, Michigan, the cop would yell from the corner, quit jaywalking. That was it. You never thought a cop was going to come up to you and shoot you or hit you. Or the other day when I was watching that one video of the cop dragging the girl on the floor, the next video was of another cop trying to punch out a kid in the classroom, and it was like he had his fists up and hitting him like a boxer. And the kid was lucky enough he kept ducking and missing. But this is what we were doing right in our own schools. They are scaring us to death. Now, I'm not a person that scares easy, not at all. But I am scared now of the police. I am. I mean, I just can't believe that this is happening, and there's no way to stop us. And, you know, our militarized police departments and all their, that's part of the whole war profiteering thing. Yeah, arm all the police departments. Sell more weapons. And so this country is, I really do believe that it's not going to last much longer. And I never knew about the Illuminati, because that's another thing I stayed away from. I never would get in any arguments with anybody about religion. So inevitably, every time I would start reading an article or something about them, the religion thing would come up. And so then I'd turn off my mind to it, that, oh, this is an argument about religion again. And I always said, I'm just against organized religion of any kind, so I really didn't pay attention. So as soon as I seen religion, I just backed out of the story. So it wasn't till probably a week ago that I fully understood what is going on here. Now, this is scary to me because, again, I would say that I had my own relationship, I would say, with my God, that I really didn't want anybody else telling me what God said or thought. That I had my own relationship with my God in it. There's probably hundreds of thousands of religions in the world, and other people had their beliefs, and that's why I would never share my beliefs, because I'd tell them it's not fair for me to think that what I believe in, everybody else should believe in, because I don't know. And so, no, I really didn't know. So I stayed away from that topic, and it's really kind of embarrassing for me, my friends on Facebook, because any time one of them would bring up religion, I would shut it down with that argument that I just gave you. And I never let it get into that. Well, now I'm seeing what I missed by this, by being shut away from this too, that I finally know now what's at the middle of all these schemes to kill us and do away with us. And I also just learned about geoengineering 2 weeks ago. And I've been studying that like crazy. And I can't believe that is going on. That the media is so good at hiding all this stuff that if we didn't have the internet, we wouldn't know this. And that's, I'm sure, why they keep trying to find ways to close down the internet. But they've got all the search engines and everything in their pocket. And, you know, like I said, on Facebook, it's just that they watch every single move I make. But until Snowden came out, I didn't have any idea they were spying on us like they were. I mean, I always thought my phone, and I wouldn't talk on the phone much at all, hardly at all. But then when I found out our emails, everything, and I was really angry, you know, that they can spy on every move we make. And they do that to me on Facebook, every post. I mean, to the point they spy so much that I'll post an article or a video, they will change the picture for that story or video. This one I did with Obama, and he was being bitched at by somebody, and they took the picture, you know, with his face looked bad in the one I was going to post, and put a nice picture of him in that video. That's how much they stay on me. And it's because of my reporting. I mean, all these things I'm talking to you about, I reported on. So all these industries and everything. And that's what really got me mad about the emails. I don't use the mail. So I do all my correspondence through the email. So I used to write these articles on war profiteering all the time when Bush was in office. And this one time, this Middle Eastern war profiteer sued me over an article that I published in Counterpunch for $23 million. They didn't even know where I lived. They had my address in Washington, and it was just an article to shut me down, to shut me up. But we fought it, but it cost almost $40,000 to get that dismissed, to get out of there. But it was all about the war profiteering that he was involved in with the Bush family and how they were all connected and all the money's going back to the Bush family and stuff. And so anyways, then when I find this out years later, they're checking every email. That's my private communications with my attorneys that I dealt with them. And then to find out not only is the spying going on by the government, but one of the companies that I wrote about continuously war profiting was there. They were spying on my, you know, the company that Snowden worked for. They're spying on my emails. So they get to read all my answers and interrogatories and all these things to my lawyer. And then any medical thing that I would do on the internet or any, you know, information I got from people. Like this one time I got this information on George Bush and when he was AWOL of this woman that was in a congressman's office and overheard them talking about, you know, him being AWOL and why and stuff. And I wouldn't have given that information up to anybody. But here they're in there spying on me. I mean, this country is in bad shape. And I want to tell you, I again, really want to thank Gary Null for offering me this opportunity to do a talk show because I spend all my time on Facebook and Twitter getting this information out. But now I'll be able to, you know, have a wider audience and I'm going to get guests, you know, some of the best experts and things on all these topics, you know, and all about the drug companies and vaccines and all this. And the other things, this takeover of this country in the medical field, one more thing I want to get out, that now they have it at 11 years old. It's in Oregon or Washington, I believe. You can go and get an IUD put in without telling your parents. Now think about that, this kind of thing that they're doing to kids, little kids. And this bit about turning our little toddlers into pedophiles, making them, you know, so they can be taken over by these pedophiles, including all the Illuminati, and Bill Clinton is the one that got me back on this because I didn't even realize what was going on until it came out how he was partying around with that Jeffrey Epstein that was trafficking young girls all over the world. That's what got me investigating that again. And now I know the Illuminati are just a bunch of perverted, satanistic pigs. in this Bohemian Grove that they go to, all the presidents and stuff, and old man Bush. And so that's why I'm bringing up all them scandals again, because it all ties together. But now I've got the central point. This Illuminati is running the whole show, and it is from the devil. So I'm really glad that I'm going to have this opportunity to go public with this, and I will try to get the, some of the best experts I know in all the different fields, and I'm really excited to be here. I told my Facebook friends today I kind of feel like this is cheating, because I don't know how anybody else finds out I started this show, but it's, I know I'm singing to the choir. You know, if they come to my Facebook page, they know all about this stuff. But I've been so alarmed in these last few weeks that I just am really happy to be able to have a wider audience to hear this so that people can see what's going on before them and to understand that the media has them in trances. And with sports, the sports games they use for this. And if you've ever noticed, I'm on a pool league, and I've been shooting for 4 or 5 years, and out in bars, I've noticed they all have TVs, great big TVs, all over the place. And we're in the middle of a pool game, and all my players all of a sudden be staring at the TV. And until I found this out, I think, how can you be distracted like that when you're shooting a pool game? I know why now, because it's meant to be that way. So this is a scary, scary time for this country, and I hope that I will continue to have the ability to speak up about this stuff, because I don't think, if we don't stop this, I don't think we're going to be around much longer. I really, really don't. And the weather engineering is a whole other topic that I'm researching, and I'd rather have an expert on to talk about it than to me to explain everything to you, because I'm just researching it now myself. So, I don't remember how I'm supposed to say goodbye to you all, but I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening, and I hope that I've shared some things with you that will help you understand this world better. I wish I had some suggestions on what we can do to stop all this. I don't, but I sure hope that somebody thinks of something. And I will have call-ins on other shows too, and that will be helpful, I think. So I guess. They explained to me that the live show is on, but it'll take a few days to get the recorded one on for the archives. So if people didn't get to listen live, that they can listen to it in the archives. So, okay. Then maybe, too, I guess I'm going to have a board, you know, or a Facebook page or a page or something there that people that have any suggestions on things that they'd like covered or something they'd like covered more, or things like that, that would be interesting, helpful to me if you people wanted to do that, wanted to post suggestions like that. So, well, thank you very much, and again, and I'm glad that I got to talk to all of you, and I hope you learned something today. Okay, bye. I'm just trying to keep up all the victims of the murder rate. Take my life lesson, convincing the adolescent that a God up in heaven sending down blessings, and your future way brighter than your present. Quit stress, screaming on the left and yelling on the right while I'm sitting in the